Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights from our February 2017 issue. On this month's cover, there is a watercolor painting by artist Vivian Jay, who is also nurse practitioner Vivian Jay. And the watercolor painting is of a kidney, a very bright, anatomically correct kidney. And we have this on the cover because it ties in with a two-part series that we're doing on improving outcomes for patients with chronic kidney disease. An estimated 10 to 15% of U.S. adults are currently living with CKD, chronic kidney disease. And the greatest opportunities to reduce the impact of and prevent chronic kidney disease arise early when most patients are being followed in primary care. Yet many clinicians may not be adequately educated about this disease. So we asked people, authors from the National Institute of Health, NIDDK, National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, to work with us on this series of articles. The first article talks about the burden of chronic kidney disease and talks about the basic information that nurses need to manage patients. This Part 1 offers an overview, describes the identification and etiology, and discusses ways to slow disease progression. The Part 2 article, which will appear next month in the March issue, addresses disease complications and treatment of kidney failure. There is a podcast recording of with Dr. Narva and several members of the NIDDK staff and two of the nurses who co-wrote the report, both of whom work with the Indian Health Service. So listen to the podcast. You can get that from the collections or just hit the podcast icon from the table of contents or from the article itself. Betsy, why don't you talk about our other CE on patient safety?
Yes, this is a really interesting piece. In a 1999 report, To Air is Human, the Institute of Medicine estimated that between 44,000 and 98,000 Americans die annually as a result of medical errors. This historical article in this month's AJN explores nursing's historical and contemporary role in promoting patient safety. The authors conducted a content analysis of more than 1,000 AJN articles published from 1900 through 2015. Their findings reveal early unaddressed safety issues that today's nurses could quickly spot. But the findings also demonstrated that as nurses developed a professional identity, our emphasis on patient safety has increased. There's also a podcast to go with this CE, so you can hear the authors talk about how they decided to look into patient safety over the years.
We also have another installment, the fourth installment in our series, in collaboration with the AARP Public Policy Institute on Family Caregiving. This article, Supporting Family Caregivers, Medication Management for People with Dementia, focuses on what caregivers can do when they have a patient who has dementia and perhaps is a bit confused and doesn't want to take their medications. There is a video that nurses can instruct the caregivers to watch that provides a very real-life scenario of a caregiver attempting to convince her mother to take the medications. And in the video, there is a nurse who provides instructions and advice to the caregiver. So this is, again, the fourth installment to help nurses help caregivers provide their care. We also have a collaborative State of the Science initiative, the executive summary of a special project that we did with the Journal of Christian Nursing, Johns Hopkins University School of Nursing and Berman Institute of Ethics, the American Nurses Association, and the American Association of Critical Care. And this initiative was to address moral distress in nursing and how to help nurses and systems mitigate the effects of moral distress and help nurses move from moral distress to moral resilience. We have the executive summary published here in AJN, and the full report is available online. And it's freely available, so you can get it on AJNonline.com or via a Digimag through the link in the article that's published in the print issue and on the print in the online version. So again, it's the executive summary, and the full report will be available online. We also have, as we normally do, we have reflections, Art of Nursing, news, AJN reports, which this month we talk about the emergence of the Death Cafe, which is discussing death over coffee and cake and right to die issues. We have Drug Watch, Cochrane Corner, The Art of Nursing. Profiles this month is a profile of Dr. Ann Burgess, who was just named a living legend in the American Academy of Nursing. And Ann Burgess has made a career of studying victims of trauma. And it's a wonderful profile of this truly remarkable woman. And I hope everyone will take a chance to read this wonderful article. We also have Best of the Blog and Journal Watch. Podcasts are available either by clicking on the icons or going to our podcast and media collection on the website. So we hope you'll take advantage of all that the AJN website has to offer, and you can also read AJN on the iPad. So until the March issue comes out, this is Sean Kennedy and Betsy Todd.
Wishing you happy Valentine's Day.
Hopefully the groundhog will see his shadow and return to his hole. Have a great month, and until next time, we wish you a wonderful month.